Spanish judge decides to indict Chinese officials. Interview with lead prosecutor Carlos Iglesias. November 22, 2009. Recently, a Spanish court made an unprecedented decision to indict five high-ranking Chinese Communist Party officials, Jiang Zemin, Luo Gan, Bo Xilai, Jia Qingling, and Wu Guangzheng, for their role in crimes of torture and genocide committed against Falun Gong practitioners. Falun Gong is a meditation discipline that was immensely popular in China in the 1990s. The Chinese regime estimated that up to 100 million people were practicing Falun Gong in 1998. In 1999, the Chinese Communist Party leader, Jiang Zemin, banned the practice and began a systematic campaign to slander practitioners and jail any form of dissent. The Spanish court has made a decision to deliver the investigation letters to the five officials. This indicates that the case has entered into a stage of interrogation. If the charges against them are established, each of these officials will be sentenced to a prison term of at least 20 years. They will also be charged to pay compensation to the victims. They have 4 to 6 weeks to reply to the charges. If there is no dispute, the court will issue an international warrant to arrest them. Sound of Hope interviewed human rights lawyer Carlos Iglesias, who represents the plaintiffs, about the recent progress of this case. Iglesias said the court agreed to deliver the investigation letters to these five defendants in China. In the letters, every defendant is interrogated about their crimes in persecuting Falun Gong practitioners. This shows that the case has entered into the stage of the judge interrogating the defendants. Iglesias said, "This case has entered into a new and also very important stage. The Chief Justice of the Spanish Court has made a decision to send questions interrogating those indicted Chinese officials via diplomatic procedures. These questions were raised by me, the lawyer, to indict those defendants. They have the legal responsibility to answer all those questions regarding their crimes of torture and genocide committed against Falun Gong practitioners. This improvement shows that the case has entered a stage of the judge interrogating the defendants. From a judicial respect, we have made a historic and substantial leap towards the moment of returning justice to the Falun Gong group, which is still being brutally persecuted by the CCP. Those criminals who made monstrous crimes should know the day of their legal sanctions is coming soon." The reporter asked Iglesias, "What effect does the recent decision of the Spanish court have on the whole legal procedure?" Iglesias said,
"La primera consecuencia importantísima es que se puede ya abrir el juicio oral, es decir, que pueden ser sentados en el banquillo de los acusados los querellados Jiang Zemin, Luo Gan, Bo Xilai, Jia Qingling y Hu Guangzheng."
The most important effect is that the case has entered into the stage of the judge interrogating the defendants. Those defendants, Jiang Zemin, Luo Gan, Bo Xilai, Jia Qingling, and Wu Guangzheng will be sent to the court and interrogated. Secondly, also the same important point is that soon, right now, the CCP should have received more than 20 questions that I raised on behalf of those victims. As defendants, they have to answer these questions one by one regarding their crimes of persecution against Falun Gong practitioners.
Sobre su responsabilidad en la persecución a Falun Gong. Por lo tanto, estamos ante unas consecuencias muy importantes en las que se van a ver involucrados estos responsables de estos terribles crímenes.
Then what evidence has convinced the Chief Justice of the Spanish Court to make such a judicial decision to interrogate the defendants? In other words, how much is the possibility that the defendants will finally be interrogated in court? Iglesias said,
"Si han sido numerosas las pruebas y las evidencias que se han aportado para que el juez tome esta decisión, empezando por las víctimas."
We have provided much undeniable evidence to the judge. The first evidence is the plaintiffs themselves. Seven plaintiffs made statements to the judge in person about their barbaric imprisonment, forced labor and torture they had experienced, and even death succumbed by their family members during this cruel persecution. As witnesses, their personal experiences are the most direct evidence. In the meantime, we provided many precious investigation reports. The most important and convincing one is the persecution report made by the Human Rights Law Foundation, headquartered in Washington, D.C. This report provides numerous undeniable pieces of evidence to prove the crimes of the CCP in persecuting Falun Gong. Moreover, reports made by some important non-profit human rights organizations like Amnesty International, International Human Rights Observer, and United Nations Human Rights Council all prove the truth of the persecution. We also have the background testimony made in person to the judge by Mr. Wei Jingshen, who is regarded by many as the father of China's democracy movement. His testimony testimony proves that the CCP has always adopted the policy of persecuting religions, which proves true with the cruel persecution of Falun Gong. We have much undeniable evidence. Just because of this, the Chief Justice made a decision to investigate the defendants. The evidence provided is sufficient enough to prove the crimes of torture and genocide that the CCP committed against Falun Gong.
Estos hechos como genocidio y torturas. Y realmente sí hay posibilidades de traer aquí a los querellados, porque en el momento en que salgan de China.
As to whether the defendants will show up in Spain and accept the judgment at the International Court, Iglesias said.
Y viajen un país con el que España tiene suscrito un acuerdo, un tratado de extradición.
One more thing. Whether the defendants will finally show up at the International Court to accept the judgment, I would like to say it's quite possible. Spain has an extradition treaty with many countries. As soon as these defendants enter the country that has an extradition treaty with Spain, we could request the international police to issue international warrants. In the meantime, the Spanish Judicial Department has the authority to request the country where they are traveling to extradite these criminals and escort them to Spain, where they will be interrogated. That is to say, there's a great possibility to sentence these criminals who persecuted Falun Gong.
Muchas posibilidades de hacer justicia en este genocidio que se está cometiendo en China contra Falun Gong.
As to whether the decision made by the Spanish Chief Justice will have any effect on the worldwide ongoing cases charging Chinese officials who participated in persecuting Falun Gong, Iglesias' answer is definite.
Sí, yo tengo, creo, sinceramente, es mi opinión personal, que esto va, la decisión del juez, esta decisión histórica en España.
I truly believe that the judge's decision will play a positive effect on the worldwide ongoing cases charging CCP officials. The courts in Argentina, South America, and several countries in Europe and the United States are all concerned about the progress of the case in Spain. Our judge made a brave and fair decision to interrogate the high-ranking CCP officials. This will have a positive effect on the decision of the judges in these countries. The final goal is to end this disaster happening on the earth as early as possible. Every lawyer and judge should assume his or her responsibility to bring these criminals to justice.
Realmente finalice para que esta terrible persecución acabe y que los responsables de este genocidio respondan ante la justicia.
At the end of the interview, Iglesias expressed his wish and delivered a message to the Sound of Hope audience in China. He said,
sí, efectivamente. Yo un mensaje muy directo y muy sincero desde el corazón para el pueblo chino.
I would like to sincerely express a positive message of hope to the precious Chinese people. That is, we have made a historic leap forward towards justice. The net of justice is taking in those criminals who committed monstrous crimes to the Chinese people. All defendants, including Jiang Zemin, Luo Gan, Bo Xilai, Jia Qinglin, and Wu Guangcheng, as well as the other CCP officials who participated in persecuting Falun Gong, no matter who he is, will be judged by the law, justice, conscience, and history. Millions of peaceful and innocent Falun Gong practitioners have suffered much cruel persecution just because of their belief. This is not allowed by the law and one's conscience. Justice has long arms. Nobody can escape from this judgment made by justice. Precious Chinese people, with 5,000 years of precious history and culture, shouldn't allow the CCP to trample their noble values and dignity. I sincerely hope that the light of justice will shine over the great land of China as early as possible.
El pueblo chino, con más de 5.000 años de historia, no merece estar dirigido por un partido que asesina a su propio pueblo. Mi deseo de corazón es que la luz llegue muy pronto de nuevo al querido pueblo de China.
Sound of Hope News, interviewed by reporter Liu Weicai.